We have more now about President Trump's choice to lead the Federal Reserve. His name is Kevin Warsh. Trump is hoping Warsh will follow his roadmap towards much lower interest rates. Trump announced the decision in a social media post this morning, saying Warsh is, quote, central casting for a central banker and will never let you down. NPR's Scott Horsley joins us now to talk about this decision. Good morning.
Good morning, Lana.
So, Scott, what do we know about Kevin Warsh?
He served on the Fed board before, back in the George W. Bush administration and the early years of the Obama administration. That period, of course, included the Great Recession, and during that time, Warsh served as the Fed's primary ambassador to Wall Street. He had a lot of contacts there, having worked at Morgan Stanley. He's currently a fellow at Stanford's Hoover Institution. He married into a wealthy family. His wife is heir to the Estee Lauder fortune. And he beat out several other shortlist names for the nomination, including the other Kevin Hassett, who leads the National Economic Council, current Fed Governor Chris Waller, and Wall Street executive Rick Ryder.
And is Trump counting on Warsh to advance his call, do what he wants on interest rates, lower them?
Yeah, Trump has regularly complained that the current Fed chairman, Jerome Powell, is too timid about cutting interest rates. Mm-hmm. Even though the Fed is supposed to operate at arm's length from the White House. You know, Powell's term as Fed chair expires in May. Now, the Fed did cut interest rates three times last fall out of concern over the sagging job market. But with inflation still elevated, the central bank held its benchmark rate steady earlier this week. And Trump said during a cabinet meeting yesterday, interest rates ought to be a lot lower.
We should have the lowest interest rate anywhere in the world. They should be 2 points and even 3 points lower. And if it was, each point is the equivalent of, I would say, $500 billion.
Now, while Trump is counting on Warsh to lower interest rates, Warsh was on the other side of the fence during his previous term at the central bank. He frequently warned back then about inflation that actually didn't materialize, even as the unemployment rate hovered as close to 10%.
Now, Warsh's nomination is subject to Senate confirmation. How is that likely to go?
Well, he will face some questions about whether he's going to exercise independent judgment or just do the president's bidding. The Fed was designed by Congress to be apart from political pressure because history shows central banks do a better job of fighting inflation when they're not under the thumb of politicians. Elected leaders almost always want lower interest rates to goose the economy before the next election. But, you know, sometimes it's in the long-term interest of the economy to keep rates elevated and bring prices under control. Typically, presidents are pretty hands-off when it comes to the Fed, but Trump has ignored those guardrails. And while Warsh calls the independence of the Fed important and worthy, he did argue in a speech last April that the central bank has weakened its case for independence by trying to do too much and losing sight of its inflation-fighting mission.
How much power would Warsh have if he becomes chairman?
Well, the chair is, you know, the sort of the public face of the central bank, but interest rates are actually set by a 12-member committee consisting of the seven Fed governors and a rotating group of regional Fed bank presidents. In recent months, that committee has been sort of divided over whether interest rates should be lower to cushion job losses or higher to curb inflation. One key question is whether Powell himself is going to remain on the Fed board when his term as chairman expires. Fed chairs leave the board once their term as leader expires. But, you know, Powell could actually stay on as a Fed governor until 2028, which would deny the president the chance to appoint another loyalist to the board.
That's NPR Scott Horsley. Thank you, Scott.
You're welcome.